With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. As the federal government shutdown drags into its fourth week, millions of Americans are facing higher premiums on health care, as well as having federal food stamps cut off. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana says that Democrats in Congress don't seem to care about all the pain their shutdown is causing.
It gives them leverage, Tony. They've used that word multiple times. The House Minority Whip, the Bernie Sanders, other Democrats are bragging that they have leverage now for whatever, to just appease their radical left-wing nutty base to that they're fighting Donald Trump. That's all this is about, and they don't mind causing suffering to American people, but it's real pain that they're causing.
Senator Tom Cotton says the Democrats' proposal to open the government is unreasonable.
It would result in more than $1 trillion of new spending. It would cut more than $50 billion from a support fund for rural hospitals who've been struggling for years. And it would extend the fraudulent, riddled Obamacare, Biden, COVID bonuses. That's simply not something that the American people want, and that's not something the Republican Congress will support.
Japan's new leader faces a series of back-to-back foreign policy tests with a meeting with President Trump in Tokyo in between Asia region summits in Malaysia and South Korea.
Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi, with limited experience in international affairs, will have to manage President Donald Trump's demands and China's wariness of her strong support for a military buildup and her right-wing views on Japan's invasion of China before and during World War II. She arrives in Malaysia on Saturday for meetings with Southeast Asian leaders, then returns to Japan to meet with President Trump before heading to South Korea for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit at the end of the week. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. ChatGPT will now offer smut.
OpenAI, the company that owns the popular chatbot, says it will be able to, quote, engage in erotica for verified adults. Since becoming available 3 years ago, ChatGPT has banned mature content, but now CEO Sam Altman says his company is, quote, not the elected moral police of the world. The announcement that ChatGPT will be providing smut comes even as parents are expressing concerns about how their children are using the device already. Michael Harrington reporting.
Finally, some good news for Christians in Iraq. Two historic churches destroyed by ISIS have reopened after years of reconstruction. The two houses of worship are both located in Mosul, which was the primary residence of Iraqi Christians before ISIS invaded. Most believers fled or were killed, and very few have returned since ISIS was defeated. This is SRN News. Baseball's biggest star is being asked to return some recruiting gifts he received from Toronto ahead of the World Series.
John Schneider is waiting for Shohei Ohtani to return some items to the Toronto Blue Jays.
It's like, give us our stuff back already.
Before signing a $700 million contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers, Ohtani met with Blue Jays officials in December 2023. Jays manager Schneider joked about Ohtani returning a Blue Jays hat and jacket taken during their meeting, including a jacket for his dog.
I hope he brought it back finally, but and the jacket for decoy.
I'm Gethin Coolball.
The Labor Department say consumer prices increased 3% in September from a year earlier, a smaller increase than many economists had forecast. Some seniors say the Social Security cost of living adjustment won't be of much help for them. The annual cost of living adjustment went up by 2.8%. More details at srnnews.com.